On day one of their debuts at the Youth Bowling Canada National Championships in Edmonton, Vernon's Lucas Rachvalsky turned to his playing partner and cousin, Colton Dranchik, and said prior to their first game, "Dude, we're at the national finals." They won the first five of their six games on opening day. On day two, Rachvalsky said to his cousin after starting with three straight losses, "This is a memory we're going to have for the rest of our lives." The BC champs won the next six in a row. You can now add to that memory two gold medals, and a third to their coach Kara Kazimer, as the Vernon cousins captured the Canadian bowling title, winning the senior boys division at the Bonnie Doon Bowling Lanes. "They both were really strong, and they kept each other up throughout the tournament," said Kazimer. "They both did so well. If one was down, the other was up, like they were a strong dream team." The BC champions were in a pool of eight, and played each team three times over the course of the three-day tournament. Dranchik and Rachvalsky finished with 14 points, 1 point for each win, one more than Quebec, and two ahead of the bronze medalists, Northern Ontario. To avoid a potential tiebreaker for the gold medal, the cousins needed to win their last game. Coach Kazimer asked the boys for a strong start instead of a late come-from-behind rally to save her heart palpitations. Rachvalsky responded by rolling nine consecutive strikes to start their contest. He left a corner pin standing with his first ball in the 10th frame, missed the pin with his second ball, but got it on the final roll for a 401 game. It was one of three 400 contests in the entire YBC Canadian Championships, singles and doubles, and good for a $100 scholarship for Rachvalsky. "Lucas was in the zone," said Kazimer. "When he was hitting his sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth strikes, he was just up there, roll, and gone. He didn't overthink things. It was fantastic to watch." Dranchik rolled a 227 in that final game, and finished the 21 games with a 226 average. His tournament high score was a 287 in Game 11. Rachvalsky rolled a 257 average for the tournament, and added four 300-plus games to go along with the 401, including a 377 in Game 15. The talented pair are still early in their YBC senior division careers. Dranchik just finished his first season, Rachvalsky completed his second. Besides their talent, the coach credits lucky pieces of clothing for the team's 2024-25 success. "We had two pairs of matching socks," said Kazimer. "One from the zones that got us through provincials, and the new lucky socks I bought for nationals. We wore one pair each day and in the last day mixed and matched." The national champions receive a big purple and gold banner that will hang at Lincoln Lanes. Longtime co-proprietors Sandy and Ivan Soroka, who sold the bowling business to a pair of businessmen from Golden May 1st, celebrated the first days of their retirement by heading to Edmonton to cheer on the Vernon Bowlers. Dana Chanisik won Lincoln Lanes' first national title, capturing the junior boys' singles title in Hamilton, in 1969. That same year, according to an old Vernon news clipping, Christine Alexis, née France, won silver in the senior girls' division. "Our town turned out at the Greyhound Depot to greet us for a Main Street parade," said Alexis in an email to the Morning Star. "I sat with former mayor, William, Helena in a convertible, and the Vernon girls' trumpet band led the way, many years ago." This story was updated and corrected with new information Friday, May 16.